Hi, Dr. Clark here on The Place for Answers. I want to share with you today some information about how the HPV vaccine can cause blindness and stroke symptoms. And I don't really have to do any creative thinking because there was a study published in the Journal of Child Neurology this year in which a 16-year-old girl who was previously healthy came to the emergency room after she had loss of vision. And what this article goes on to talk about and explain in extreme detail is how vaccines can really devastate your body. Now, am I telling you you shouldn't get a vaccine? No, because I would be practicing medicine. I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you need to think about it. Is it worth risking? And by the way, this paper is one of many that's starting to fill up the research literature of people and women that are having demyelinating or autoimmune symptoms or other catastrophic symptoms after they get this HPV vaccine. And you should really consider it strongly. And if you're watching this because your child has had this vaccination and is suffering from it, you better find someone very quickly who can help you that understands what's going on, understands the physiology. And the physiology is vaccines are designed to do one thing: stimulate your immune system. Now, they can do that, and some people, they respond, you know, kind of a medium level, and you know the vaccine kind of does what it's designed to do. But many people, and by the way, this report says there's only been 4 cases in the literature. Well, there's a lot more cases in reality. There's a lot of girls of all ages walking around right now, the walking wounded and almost the walking dead from getting this vaccine. And it's, you know, it actually makes me very angry. It makes me very, very angry that this stuff is just crammed down people's throats without thinking about it. And I don't want to hear it get any posts about, well, this is a rare reaction. No, it's not. It's not a rare reaction. It's a very common reaction. There's a lot of women, a lot of girls that are suffering from getting their immune system bombarded by this vaccine. And now they have a condition that they might not ever get rid of. See, autoimmune conditions are like a light switch being flipped on. You can't turn them off. And they become very difficult. That's why my practice is full of people like this who can't go anywhere else because no one else knows what to do with them. So I guess to get off my soapbox today, if you want to read the study, it's in the Journal of Child Neurology of this year. And you can see what I'm talking about. See, that's what a lot of people don't realize is this stuff that I'm telling you, I didn't make this up. I didn't get it from some crazy, unsubstantiated, unpeer-reviewed site. This is science. You want to talk about evidence-based medicine? This is evidence-based medicine, and the evidence says that this medicine stinks.